I invite you to be opening your Bible to the passage you see over my head, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3 will be our text this morning. A husband came home from work one afternoon and found his three young children in the living room, and they were running and playing and screaming. But his wife, their mom, a stay-at-home mom, was nowhere to be found. And so he conducted a search of the house, and he finally found her all the way in the back, and she was locked in a small bathroom in the back of the house. And he said, "Well, why are you back here hiding?" And she said, "Well, dealing with these kids all day gave me a terrible headache, and so I went for the aspirin bottle. And I did exactly what the aspirin bottle said to do. It said, take two aspirin and keep away from children." Moms have a hard job, don't they? They have a job that sometimes brings headaches and sometimes it brings heartaches. And yet there is not a more important or worthy job in all the world. The hand that rocks the cradle really does rule the world. G.K. Chesterton said, "We spend the first half of our lives fighting with our parents and the second half of our lives fighting with our children." And if that's true, it's sad. And it's not supposed to be that way because God didn't design things to be that way. He designed things to be this way. Ephesians 6, beginning at 1. "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth." I'm glad that there's a Mother's Day. I'm glad there's a day set aside each year for us to remember and honor and thank mothers. Let's talk about how to do that this morning from this text in Ephesians 6. Let's talk first about the purpose of honoring mothers. Why should I honor my mother? Why should you? On Mother's Day or on any day? Let me mention three reasons. Number one, we honor mothers because God demands it. Back to our text, obey your parents in the Lord. Honor your father and mother. Now, that's not a suggestion. That's not advice. That's a command. And God says, if you want to follow me, you want to be right with me, then this is something you must do. Honor your father and mother and obey them. You see, God has known all along what America is learning the hard way. And that is when children don't respect and obey and honor their parents, all sorts of chaos ensues. And that's what we are living these days in our world. If a child does not respect his mother, you can mark it down and be sure of it. He won't respect any authority figure in his life. He won't respect the teacher. He won't respect the police officer. He won't respect the judge. He won't respect God himself. If he does not learn, if he does not begin life by respecting his mother. And I want young people and I want all of us to understand what serious business it is to respect and be obedient to our parents. Do you know that there was an Old Testament law that made it punishable by death for a child to disobey or disrespect his or her parents? You know who came up with that law? God. Now, that law is not around anymore in the New Testament era, but what it does do is teach us about how God feels about this matter. You don't have to turn there, but let me just read from Romans chapter 1. As Paul describes the downward spiral of man getting lower and lower and farther away from God, here's what he says beginning in verse 28 of Romans 1. Just as they did not think it worthwhile to retain a knowledge of God, so God gave them over to a depraved mind so that they do what ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. You got a list here that includes murderers. It includes God-haters. And right there in that same list, Paul says, you know what goes right along with that? They don't obey their parents. We should honor our mother because God demands it. Number two, we should honor our mother because Jesus demonstrates it. Sometimes a child doesn't want to obey his mother because he thinks he knows a better way. Mom, you don't know, you don't understand, you're older and out of touch with how things work today. I know better than you, I should not have to obey you. May I remind you that Jesus was the most unique child ever to live on the face of this earth. May I remind you that he was human, but he was also God. And being God in the flesh, Jesus had a power and a wisdom far beyond any other human, including his mother. When Jesus was growing up in his childhood, and even as he became a teenager and a young adult, he never sinned. If ever anyone could have looked at his mother and said, Mom, you don't know, I know better, it was him. And yet the Bible says in Luke 2:51, Jesus was obedient to his parents. He didn't just think he knew better, he did know better. He didn't just think he knew more than his mother Mary. He did know more. And yet, he was obedient. We mentioned several weeks ago about the bracelets, WWJD. I don't know if they're still around, but I think we know about them. What would Jesus do? I'll tell you one thing Jesus would do. He would honor and respect and obey his earthly parents. Why do we honor mothers? Because God demands it, because Jesus demonstrates it, and because mothers deserve it. Romans 13:7, give honor to whom honor is due. Who is more worthy of honor than a godly wife and mother? I mean, she wades down practically into the river of death just to give birth to a child. And then after that child is born, the mother spends the rest of her life doing something a lot harder than dying for the child. She lives for the child. She works as hard as any business owner. She's as compassionate and giving as any social worker. She's as dedicated as any missionary. She's as influential as any preacher. She is as talented as any professional. And if she is all of those things and more, and she is, then somebody ought to praise her for it every now and then. Why honor mothers? Because God demands it, and Jesus demonstrates it, and mothers deserve it. Well, then let's move to our second major point this morning, the practice of honoring mothers. What exactly does honoring my mother entail? What does it mean? How can I be sure that I'm doing it? Let me mention a few things. How do I honor my mother? Number one, I try to please her. As much as I can, I try to please her. Proverbs 1:8, do not forsake the teaching of your mother. For the last several decades, children in this country have been taught, particularly by the media and the entertainment industry, that they should disrespect all authority. They hear it on television, they read it on the internet, they see it in all the things that are streaming now, they see it in movies, they hear it on radio, they hear it in their music, they hear it from their friends at school. The message basically being this: authority figures are out to get you. And you should not respect your parents or the teachers or the coaches or the police or the judge or the government, because they're all out to get you. The media and the entertainment industry continues to send this message because it sells, right? I mean, that's a message that young people want to buy, and they don't care about the country, they don't care about God, they care about money, and that message will earn you some money. I'll admit that I bought into that spirit of rebellion for a while in my teenage years. Thought I knew more than mom and more than dad. You know, a funny thing happened. I went off to college and my parents got smarter. And I grew and matured a little bit, and I started to realize, you know, they know a little more than I thought they knew. Young folks, you need to obey your parents even when you don't understand or agree with their instructions, as long as those instructions are in the Lord, as long as they're not contrary to what God says. Young people, you need to get in the habit of obeying simply out of faith in the one who instructs. Because there's going to be times in your adult life when God's going to tell you something that doesn't feel right and doesn't seem right and doesn't make logical sense. And if you've learned to obey your mother, even when it didn't make sense to you, then you'll be more inclined to obey God your Father, even when it doesn't really make sense to you. We honor by pleasing our mothers. How do we honor our mothers? By praising her. There's a popular trend in counseling these days to blame all of our problems on our parents. No matter what you've done, you can't help the way you are. It's not your fault. Your parents messed up. A boy brought home bad grades on his report card, showed them to mom. He said, "Mom, what do you think the problem is, heredity or environment?" It's your fault either way, Mom. Dennis the Menace was in trouble again and about to get punished, and he looked at his mom and said, "You know, if you're doing such a good job raising me, why am I in trouble all the time?" And that's the spirit of the day. The Bible doesn't say honor your father, honor your mother if they are perfect. They're not. They'll never be, and God never said they were. We honor our parents because of who they are, of the position in which God has placed them, and we honor them because they have taken on a very difficult and a very demanding job, and they're doing their best. The golden rule applied to parents is this: treat your parents as you would want your children to treat you. I like today's English version of Proverbs 23:22. When your mother is old, show her your appreciation. Praise her. Number three, how can we honor our mothers? We can provide for her. Our responsibility toward parents does not end when we turn 18 or 22 and leave home. They don't even end when we get married. We should honor our mothers all of our lives. Proverbs 19:26, he who robs his father or drives out his mother is a son who brings shame and disgrace. Listen to 1 Timothy 5:4. If a widow has children or grandchildren, these should learn, first of all, to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family and so repaying their parents and grandparents, for this is pleasing to God. God always intended the family to be the chief agency by which the needs of individuals are met. It's okay to participate in Social Security or a retirement program. Sure it is. But it's not primarily your job or the government's job to take care of the ones who took care of me when I was little when they get older in need. That's my job. What a beautiful example we see in the life of Jesus. When he's on the cross and in John 19, he looks down at his mother and his best friend and disciple John. And he says, woman, behold your son. Son, behold your mother. Jesus is dying on the cross, folks. He's in agony. He's being tortured. He's got other things going on. And you know what he's thinking about? Who's going to care for my mother for the rest of her life after I'm gone? Now, I know there's a limit about what we can do. I know the Bible says leave your father and mother and cleave to your wife. And I understand marriage comes first at that point, and it should come first. The Bible says so. What a shame it is when a mother has needs as she gets old and her grown children are nowhere to be found. We can honor our mothers by providing for them. We can honor our mothers by pardoning them. I know this is a painful day and a painful message for some. Because of my job as a school counselor, I am acutely aware that some children are abused or neglected by the very ones who God trust to care for them, their parents. Maybe that happened to you. Maybe it's time to confront your parents, your mother, and attempt to work through the problems that you've had with her in your past. For some others, maybe that's not possible. Maybe the parents aren't willing to listen or cooperate. Maybe mom's already passed on into eternity. In that case, I would encourage you to pray. Pray that bitterness won't take hold of your life and control it. Pray that you can offer up forgiveness even if it's not wanted or asked for or deserved. And pray that you will not continue the cycle of pain by passing on abuse and neglect and dysfunction down to your children. And pray also that the pain involved in being neglected or abused or mistreated by mom, by parents, will drive you closer to God, not farther away. David talked about this in Psalm 27 in verse 10. He says, though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. If your mother, your father, your family has forsaken you, then I'd like for you to meet your new family. I have an association with with these people that goes back 25 years or so. And I can tell you they won't forsake you. And I can tell you they will love you and encourage you and support you even if mom and dad don't. But maybe you need to pardon your mom and honor her that way. And then finally, let me say briefly, you could pamper your mother. A teenage boy walked into the kitchen, and it was Mother's Day. And he saw mom standing at the sink, sleeves rolled up, hands in the dishwater, doing dishes. And he walked right over to her. And he put his hands on her shoulders, and he moved her away, and he took that dish rag, and he put it in the water. And he said, "Mom, you don't need to be doing dishes on Mother's Day. You let those sit right there and get them tomorrow." Come on now. We do maintenance on our cars to keep them running smoothly. We need to keep mom running smoothly. Every now and then she needs private time for a bath, a dinner out, a night off, a weekend off. And let's be sure that we are paying her with the paycheck of praise for what she does. Before we close, let's talk about the payoff for honoring mothers. Did you notice that this is a command that promises something for the one who obeys it? If you're in Ephesians 6 with us still, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother." Now watch this at the end of verse 2, which is the first commandment with a promise to the people who will obey it. Here's the promise, verse 3, "so that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth." This is a commandment, the Bible says, with a promise attached to it. It's a twofold promise. You will have a good life and you will have a long life if you honor your father and mother. I want to make you a promise, young folks. You will spend the last part of your life reaping what you sowed in the first part. That is a promise from the Word of God. If you spend the first part of your life reaping disrespect and disobedience, what you reap in the second half of your life will not be pleasant and it won't be pretty. You talk about living the good life. I don't know everything that means, but I can tell you the good life starts with honoring, respecting, and obeying your mother and your father. And notice that God not only promises in verse 3 a good life to those who keep this commandment, but a long life. Now, please understand that does not mean that every person who dies young died because they disobeyed or dishonored their parents. That is not the case. That is not the case. But Paul is stating a principle here, and it is absolutely true. And the principle is, when children obey their parents in the Lord, they escape a good deal of the sin and the danger that threatens their lives. I've been in the school system about 20 years now, and unfortunately I've had to deal with the death of a lot of children and the death of the aftermath of those deaths. And folks, it's very rare, unless a young person dies while they were doing something that mom and dad would have said, "Don't do that. Don't do that." Now, again, not every time. But the dangers that threaten you mentally and physically and emotionally and spiritually, most of those could be avoided if you would follow this command and honor your father and mother and obey them in the Lord. And so the payoff for honoring mothers would be a good life and a long life. Folks, mothers matter. They matter more than we can comprehend. They certainly matter more than I have words to explain. They matter. Mothers matter to children. They matter to husbands. They matter to society. They matter to the church. They matter to God. Let's be sure we are giving them the honor that they deserve. Would you bow with me and let's pray? Father, we thank you for mothers. We thank you for the love they give. We thank you for the lessons that they teach. We thank you for the legacy that they begin and eventually leave behind. Help us, Father, to honor our mothers, not just today, but each day. And Father, as we're young and our mothers are young, help us to honor them by obeying them. And as they age, may we honor them by providing for them as they have need. And when they're forced to leave us physically and go into eternity, help us to honor them by remembering the things they taught us and by living in a way that would make them proud. Father, as we extend the invitation in a moment, if anyone needs to give their life to you in faith, and confirm it in baptism, we pray they'll have the courage to do it. We offer our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. We do extend the invitation of Christ. We're going to stand and sing a song of encouragement. And if you need to come to Jesus and bring him your sins and let him wash those sins away in the waters of baptism, we hope you'll take advantage of this opportunity to do it. Come as together we stand and sing.